And now we're getting ready to go for this titanic struggle between the 3A Susitna Valley Rams and the 1A undefeated King Cove T-Jacks. The lineups are being introduced. Number 13 for the T-Jacks, Cody Mack. Number 20, Mark Newton. Number 40, Josiah Mack. Number 44, Jordan Hamilton. And rounding out the starting lineup for the T-Jacks tonight, number 11, Johnny Samuelson, coached by Ralph Lindquist. And now we'll have the roster for the Sioux Valley Rams. Their starting lineup, number 2, Chris Cooper, 5'7", junior. Number 5, and they said his number, but this number 5 is not on our sheet. Number 14, Chris Thorne, a 5'10 junior. Number 23, Lee Blozinski, a 5'6 senior. And number 25, Nick Hogan, a 5'9 sophomore. Looks like they're going to introduce the entire roster here for the Sioux Valley Rams. So we'll just read down what we have for you off of our sheet here. We have number 2, Chris Cooper. Number 4, Chris Bartell. Number 11, Skylar Hamworth. Number 12, Paxton Matthews. Number 14, Chris Thorne. Number 15, Dylan Figley. Number 21, Elias Curtis. Number 23, Lee Blozinski. Number 24, Bill Kelly. Nick Hogan wears number 25. Stephen Currier, number 31. And rounding out this Susitna Valley Rams boys roster, number 34, Mitch Drover. The Rams dressed in white uniforms with blue and gold piping, blue numbers outlined in gold. Nice navy blue color, I might add. And the King Cove T-Jacks are sporting their black uniforms with gold piping and gold numbers. The head coach of the Sioux Valley Rams boys team is Mike Matthews, assisted by Travis Reynolds. And once again, we're with you here live, thanks to KSDP Radio, 830 AM, 88.1 FM, Sandpoint and King Cove, Alaska. And we're in Talkeetna, Alaska at Susitna Valley High School, this brand-new facility here that's only been open for 2 weeks, they tell me. Still trying to get some of the glitches worked out, but we want to thank Shauna, one of the ladies that's in charge of the band here, and she loaned us a phone and about 40 feet of phone cord, and it turned out that we needed every bit of that 40 feet. The phone is drug out on the floor to its maximum length, and then we have the cord for the handset, and I'm standing on a chair, and it just gives us enough vision to see what's going on and call the action for you live. So both teams are on the floor getting ready for the opening tap. Johnny Samuelson will jump for the King Cove T-Jacks, and it looks like number 24, Bill Kelly, will jump for the Rams. Kelly gets the tap, knocks it out of bounds. Number 12 there, Paxton Matthews, tried to run it down but was unable to save it. So the T-Jacks will get the ball here with 7:56 to go in the first quarter, just underway. Here from Susitna Valley High School in Talkeetna, Alaska. The T-Jacks are moving right to left on your radio dial. Johnny Samuelson passes to Cody Mack, back to Johnny, inside to Jordan Hamilton. Jordan goes up, his shot's rejected there. Cody Mack recovers it and gives it to Mark Newton at the top of the three-point line, back over to Cody. Cody dribbles, fakes a pass right, goes left to Johnny Samuelson. Johnny takes a long-distance three, no good off the back of the iron. Jordan Hamilton runs it down, but it goes to a Ram player there, Paxton Matthews, and he brings it across the timeline for the Rams' first possession. And his pass is intended for number 15, Dylan Figley, is deflected out of bounds by Cody Mack. Rams ball out of bounds. Looks like a pretty good crowd here tonight for this one. Sioux Valley, a 3A school. They have the ball on the left corner. Kicked down in the corner to Paxton Matthews by Dylan Figley, and it goes off his hands and out of bounds. So looked like Paxton tried to do something with the ball before he had it. T-Jack's possession, 7:12 to go. No score in this one. Johnny Samuelson passes to Jordan Hamilton. Up top to Cody Mack on the left wing. Cody dribbles around, gives it to Mark Newton. Left wing, down low to Jordan Hamilton. Jordan takes a jump shot, no good off the back of the rim, gets his own rebound, goes, faked a shot, and then kicked it back out to Samuelson at the top to reset. He hits Josiah Mack down on the right wing. Cody Mack in the corner gets it into Jordan Hamlin, and he puts up a shot, no good. Josiah Mack with the offensive board to Mark Newton. His shot is off the glass, no good. And it's rebounded there. Bob to reset. He hits Josiah Mack down on the right wing. Cody Mack in the corner gets it into Johnny Samuelson. Underhand pass to Cody Mack. Cody lays it up and in. Coming down the left side of the lane with the right hand, and the T-Jacks draw first blood here. 2-0 with 6:25 to play in the first quarter. Rams bring the ball up quickly. It's down in the left corner. Good defense there by the T-Jacks. Forced outside. A lob pass is knocked away by Cody Mack. Johnny Samuelson with the steal. He goes down for the reverse. Lays it up and in. 4-0 T-Jacks. And now the Rams try to force the ball up quickly. And their pass is intercepted by Jordan Hamilton. Jordan with two steals already. He gets it down to Cody Mack. Cody drives in, lays it up. No good off the rim. And the ball is brought down by the Rams off to Paxton Matthews, and he slows it down as he brings it across the timeline. The ball is down to Dylan Figley inside to Bill Kelly. He does a turnaround over Jordan Hamilton, and it's good. Nice fake there by Kelly. He faked the handoff to Figley, cutting the baseline, then pivoted and put up a nice six-foot jumper. So 4-2 is the score, and Johnny Samuelson takes the ball down through the defense, gets hammered, no call. He lays the ball up and in. Referees showed in game one that they will let some physical play go, and they've haven't changed in the 15-minute break between these two contests. So those of you that know Johnny, he lays the ball up and in. Referees showed in game one that they will let some physical play go, and they've haven't changed in the 15-minute break between these two contests. So those of you that know Johnny, he's a tough kid, and Coach Ralph Lindquist sends in a sub. Avery Samuelson checks into the game for Josiah Mack. Avery, as we mentioned earlier, kind of twisted his knee a little bit there in the Nikolaevis game, but he's back to full speed and good to go. Here's the near turnover at half court as Cody Mack tied up the Rams player. And pass goes underneath. Newton gets it back to Hamilton, and he fakes, goes up, off the glass, no good. Hamilton looking for the foul call there, but doesn't get it, and the Rams push the ball back up, trailing the T-Jacks 6-4 with under 5 minutes to play in the first quarter. The T-Jacks in a 2-3 zone. Here's a near steal by Mark Newton. The ball is attempted pass underneath, stolen away by Avery Samuelson. He pushes it down to Mark Newton. Mark drives in, goes up, lays it up, no good off the glass. T-Jacks have been a little out of control on a couple of the early fast break opportunities. Chris Bartell brings the ball up. He loses it, and it's saved, a nice diving save there by Figley. Bartell drives in and lays up an air ball. And here's another save. It's stolen away by Jordan Hamilton. Jordan's going down on the fast break, and he pulls it back, hands it to Johnny Samuelson, who goes around behind the back, kicks it out to Avery. Avery with a 12-footer. Off the rim, no good. Jordan Hamilton gets it back, lays it up, no good. The ball is loose to Mark Newton outside the three-point line. He gives it to Samuelson, and the T-Jacks will reset. T-Jacks missing a lot of easy shots here so far, leading 6-4. Hamilton to Newton in the corner. Gives it to Avery Samuelson for the alley-oop, and Avery's shot goes off the rim, no good. Nice-looking play, but they couldn't finish. And Chris Bartell brings the ball down. Another near steal by Mark Newton. Pass underneath to Bill Kelly. He goes up over Hamilton, lays it in to tie the score at 6. And it looks like Bill Kelly is going to give Jordan Hamilton all he wants and more tonight. And Coach Ralph Lindquist, very unhappy with the T-Jacks defense right now, going for steals, and then they're putting the guys down low in a bad position of being outnumbered, sometimes 3-1. And so he calls a 30-second timeout here with 3:41 to play in the first quarter. Game all knotted up at 6 between the King Cove T-Jacks and the Susitna Valley Rams. Our first game of the evening, the King Cove Rookies defeated the Sioux Valley Rams. Defeated the Sioux Valley Rams ladies team by a score of 40-6, and we'll have the leading scores for you here. Hope about I think we had 10 different rookies that got on the board in that one, and including I believe three players scored their first points of the season: Shaylin Walker, Michaela McCallum, and Kelsey Lanham. And the leading scorer was Shauna Cass from Jordan Hamilton, and gets a pass from Jordan Hamilton, and knifes through the defense and lays the ball up and in. And the T-Jacks reclaim the lead at 8-6. Now Johnny gets a near steal and knocks the ball loose, and it lands at the scorer's table. And Johnny almost landed on the scorer's table as well, but was able to stop the the black and gold number 11 from going on top of about four folks. So ball back to the Rams. Here's a lob pass down to the corner. A dribble gets in the middle to Skylar Hamler. He's double-teamed. He kicks it out for Bartell. Tries to force it into Kelly. Jordan Hamilton with the steal. Gets the ball away to Cody Mack, who goes in for the steal. Gets the ball away to Cody Mack, who goes in for the left-hand layup. No good. And the ball is tipped out of bounds on the rebound by Johnny Samuelson, and it'll go over to the Rams. So nice play there by Jordan Hamilton, coming up with his fourth steal of the game here in the first 5 minutes of action. And now here's a pass down low, tipped away by Hamilton. It goes off of number 11, Skylar Hamler, over to the T-Jacks. And we've got a timeout white. So the Sioux Valley head coach Mike Matthews wants a timeout here with 3:01 to play in the first quarter. T-Jacks 8, Rams 6. A lot of fast-paced action here. And Coach Lindquist is very animated over there talking to his troops. And Coach Matthews has the whole Sioux Valley team gathered around him. I'd say that he's probably trying to get his team to protect the ball a lot better. Jordan Hamilton's been particularly active on defense with four and led to several fast breaks. The T-Jacks missing a lot of shots that could have extended this lead beyond 2 points. Back to live action now. Mark Newton inbounds the ball to Johnny Samuelson, and he brings it across the timeline. Gets it to Avery Samuelson on the left wing. Avery back to Johnny. Johnny fakes left, goes right, reverses, spins, gives it to Mark Newton in the middle to Hamilton for a 5-foot jumper, nothing but net. Nice play there, drawn up and executed by the T-Jacks for a 10-6 lead as Hamilton gets on the board for the first time tonight. Rams force the ball down in the middle to Bill Kelly. He passes up an 8-footer, drives down, nice move up and under and lays it in. And I believe Kelly has all 8 Ram points, and now Samuelson loses the ball. The Ram coach wanting to travel, but he did not have possession. Now Hamilton goes up from the foul line, no good, off the right side of the rim, rebounded by the Rams. Ball is brought up by Paxton Matthews. Mitch Drover's in the game for the Rams. Here's the ball to Bill Kelly, knocked away. Cody Mack wisely stops and gets the ball out to Johnny Samuelson. He was going one-on-one against the 6'3 Bill Kelly. And Samuelson, no one picked him up. He just stood there and calmly knocks down a 3-pointer to extend the T-Jacks' lead to 13-8. Johnny averaging just under 40 points a game. And so far, no one in the state of Alaska has been able to stop him. Now the Rams get the ball down inside, knock loose, picked up by Mark Newton. 3-on-2, 4-on-2 break. Newton goes all the way, puts it up, and the ball down inside, knock loose, picked up by Mark Newton. 3-on-2, 4-on-2 break. Newton goes all the way, puts it up, and it rolls off. No good, and Johnny Samuelson's going to get an over-the-back call as he went over top of Skylar Hamler trying to get that rebound. Not a wise foul there by Johnny. And that'll be the first foul of the game for either team with 1 minute 40 seconds to go here in the opening quarter. T-Jacks 13, Rams 8. Josiah Mack checking back in, giving Cody Mack a breather. Christian Christensen seeing his first action as he goes into the game. Who did Christian replace? Let's see. Well, we've got Mark Newton, Johnny Samuelson, Jordan, Josiah, and Christensen in the game. So Avery, Christensen came in for Avery. Good to see Avery out there going at full speed after the slight tweaking of his knee there on Saturday. Rams inbound the ball and bring it across the timeline. And Dylan Figley stopped his dribble and tried to fake and traveled. Turnover to the T-Jacks. Cody Mack back in the game, replacing Josiah Mack. Coach Lindquist getting the troops over there for some quick instruction, and then right back on the floor. Samuelson across the timeline. Johnny cuts to the middle, drives in, lays a pass over for Hamilton on the wing. Jordan, nice move, goes in 1-on-4. His shot is blocked. He gets it back, puts it up and in. Way to stay with it, Jordan, as he counters his 4th point and extends the T-Jacks' lead to 15-8. Now there's the ball down low. Hamilton is... The shot goes up over Hamilton by Drover, but it's no good. Rebounded by Newton, off to Johnny Samuelson. The clock ticks towards 1 minute. They had Cody Mack wide open, but missed him. Johnny takes a long three off the rim, no good. Rebound by Christensen. He goes up, puts it up, no good. And he gets the rebound back and goes up again, no good. And finally, the rebound is corralled there by Dylan Figley, who gives it out to Paxton Matthews, and the Rams bring the ball across the timeline with under 50 seconds to play in the first quarter. T-Jacks lead 15-8. Rams work the ball around the perimeter to Skylar Hamler down in the corner here to Mitch Drover. He's double-teamed. He lays it in for Bill Kelly, who's double-teamed, kicks the ball out on the wing. The shot is up, no good off the front of the rim. And we're going to have a foul on the T-Jacks. Looks like number 44, Jordan Hamilton. There was three T-Jacks going up for the ball against Mitch Drover, but he somehow wedged in there and drew the call. Here's a pass to the corner right in front of us here. A three-point shot is launched up and no good. Johnny Samuelson with the rebound, lays it down to Cody Mack on the release. Cody lays it up and in. Cody with 4 points now as the T-Jacks extend their lead to 17-8. Nice play there by the T-Jacks. The Rams get the ball. It's stolen by Johnny Samuelson on an attempted inbounds pass. He dishes it to Cody on the other side. The ball is loose on the floor. Christensen gets it over to Mark Newton with 10 seconds left. Mark dribbles top the key to Johnny on the left wing. He's dribbling. Now he speeds into the lane, fakes, goes up just beyond the foul line, knocks it down. And with under a second to go, Johnny knocks down a two to extend the T-Jacks lead to 19-8. As we continue to see that so far we haven't found anyone in Alaska that can put the clamps to number 11. And that ends a very good first quarter.